531.
The New Zealand Nurses Organisation's annual Young Nurse of the Year award was presented to Daniel Mataafa at the organisation's online AGM earlier this month on the 16th of September. Daniel, of Samoan descent, a 29-year-old regional Pacific nurse case manager based at Middlemore Hospital. His nominator, senior program manager for the regional Pacific unit at County's Manukau DHB, Michelle Nicholson-Burr, describes how he goes above and beyond what was expected in order to ensure patient journeys are seamless, respectful and safe, and that she has witnessed nursing professionalism of a standard she hasn't seen in such a young nurse. Ms. Nicholson-Burr also lauded Mr. Mataafa for his courage and resilience in breaking through the stigma of being a Samoan male nurse and using his experience to support other young Pasifika men. Daniel Mataafa joins us now on Pacific Days for more on his inspirational journey. Mālo sui fuolo sunga, Daniel, and thank you so much for your time this afternoon.
Marozo for Brian, thank you for having me. Warm Pacific greetings to everyone.
Well, firstly, a big congratulations, and let's kick off. Tell us a little bit about yourself, young man.
Well, I'm Dan, I'm 29 years old. I'm one of the registered nurses here in Middlemore. I'm working with the Regional Pacific, as you mentioned. What else can I tell you, Brian?
Well, maybe which villages you're representing, and
So, my mum's from Satupaitea in Savai. Also, my dad is from Patamea in Savai as well.
Always good to do those shout outs because you, when they go to their mafukangas and that, hey, did you hear about our son, our nephew, our friend of our families, yada yada. So that's good. Now, Daniel, congratulations, of course, again on amazing award. How did it feel for you?
I felt great, but it took a little. It's still sinking in, Brian. But it feels great. It feels very humbling, very honored as well to get the award. But I know any of those 20 nominations deserve the award as well.
I'm sure, in all award ceremonies, whether it's, a few being nominated, or in this case, as you said, over 20, it's like, oh, but did you ever feel that you were in the running?
I was made aware that I was nominated by my program manager, but I never thought in a million years that I would have that I would win it. So, yes, I never thought I would win it.
And of course, from your family, ainga, friends, church family, etc. What was the reaction?
Oh, I got a few funny ones, the few funny chokers out there, Oh, what did you do to deserve that award? But mainly it was positive, a lot of love and support from family and ainga and close friends.
Take us back to the beginning of this journey for you, Daniel. How did you get into nursing? How did it all start for you?
Well, nursing wasn't a first choice. I wanted to become a professional rugby player to be number one, and then a specialist diver in the Navy. Plan B, but a perineal nerve injury, which was quite a long-term injury that I got in Samoa during our first 15 tour, kind of sidelined both Plan A and Plan B. Thank God I was good in science in high school, got into Level 4 Foundation, and then got into the bachelor's program and never looked back since. So I guess everything happens for a reason.
And talking about the diving, when you wanted to be a Navy diver, did you watch that movie with Cuba Gooding Jr. and Robert De Niro about the first black Navy diver or something?
Oh, no, I haven't seen it, but I'll probably look it up now after the interview.
Yeah. So in terms of your nursing career, Daniel, how long for you? And tell us a little bit about, your current role at Middlemore Hospital.
So I've been registered with the New Zealand Nursing Council since 2015. Took a little break in between and travelled, did my OE in the UK. I travelled around Europe for that. But my current role is I'm part of a small team that works for the New Zealand Medical Treatment Scheme and the Samoan Health Partnership Program. So we look after our ainga and whānau from the Pacific that are under the medical treatment schemes.
For you, how has the experience been, you know, especially during a lockdown, you know, across the country, but of course being based in Auckland? How has that been for you, your experience?
Like everywhere in New Zealand, you're feeling the pressure, you're feeling the extra load, but you just have to learn to adapt and get on with the work that you have to do, because at the end of the day, no one else is going to do it but us. So, yes, yeah, definitely pressure, but it's good because, you know, you're always learning.
For you as a proud Samoan and, of course, a Pasifika, you know, the importance of your role, especially being, you know, based at Middlemore Hospital and, you know, the largest Samoan Pasifika population in the country, when being able to, you know, with regards to culture, you know, whether it be, you know, a language or, as I say, culture, you know, how is that for you?
Having my background as a Samoan and my upbringing as a Samoan definitely helps me look after our Pacific, not only our Samoan people, but our Pasifika people, because our cultural values, you know, we learn the transferable skills that we can utilize in the hospital setting. So it's been really good. It's been really positive so far, and I hope it continues to be a positive experience.
Now, in terms of the, you know, talking about in the introduction about stigma being Samoan male and also a male nurse, is there still that sort of stigma you found in your experience as a male nurse, Daniel?
Yes, of course, because, you know, usually in high school I'm just playing rugby, you know, this tall, brown, big Samoan fella walking around, and I've been mistaken to be as an interpreter, a cleaner, a security guard. No, all that stigma, but you just tend to get on with it. You use it in a positive way to encourage yourself and do the work that you have to do.
When you look back over, you know, your career as a male nurse, and now with this, you know, amazing award for you, what is it that you love about the work that you do, Daniel?
I love the work that I do. I love nursing because it has opened up a lot of doors, provided a lot of opportunities for me. And I get to work with great people and learn from, you know, senior nurses and management levels. And that's why I love nursing, because it provides me with a lot of opportunities.
Do you see, you know, like a number of Pasifika entering more into health, positions in your time as, you know, working at Middlemore Hospital?
Yes, I've definitely seen, not only in nursing, I've seen an influx of our Pasifika brothers and sisters come in, but also in medicine, medical school, we've seen a lot of our doctors and come in. So it's really nice to see. It's really encouraging.
For you, what are, you know, some of the future goals, aspirations in your professional career, Daniel?
Professionally, I think I got about three options: either specialise in nursing, get into management, or maybe look into getting into medical school. But in the future, as long as I can look after the whānau and family, I'm happy no matter what I get into.
What's a word of encouragement for our 531 PI listeners and viewers tuning in, who would no doubt be, you know, or take inspiration from your wonderful achievement, Daniel?
I guess just do what you want to do and not what everyone else wants you to do. That's my main point. Do what you want to do.
And mō tātou atunu'u Samoia, ua whaafonga mai, nei teimi eisau whaasoa?
Ia, o tātou atunu'u Samoa, tamo whai e te talo manga lue, a ole, nō te talo e ro ngā lue.
Very good. Well, it is a very big thank you. Whaftai tele lava, lau sunga, Daniel Mataafa, Young Nurse of the Year 2021, a New Zealand Nurses Organisation. We've been so blessed today, Daniel, and thank you again for your time. Really appreciate it, and all the very best for your future endeavours. God bless. Ia manuia.
Thank you.